Hey everyone, it's Tom Reagan and you're listening to the Pocket Podcast. Today is Good Friday. And so yesterday we talked just a little bit about what happened on Thursday, Maundy Thursday, and just to kind of keep in real time of what's going on. Thursday evening would have been the Last Supper, normally communion, what we call it. Jesus did the foot washing, went out to spend some time in prayer. So here's what happened to catch up now through the night. If we were going in real time now, like the show 24, through the night, Jesus was arrested. He was taken before the high priest. Peter denied knowing or being a follower of Jesus three times, just like Jesus had said he would. Early in the morning, Jesus went before Pilate. Pilate had Jesus flogged. And in Jewish time, as we read in the book of Matthew, when Matthew makes reference to the crucifixion starting in the third hour, that would be 9 o'clock this morning. So at about 9 o'clock this morning, with Matthew's marking time, we would see that Jesus was nailed to the cross. The cross was set up, and then for 6 hours, Jesus lived on the cross, if you can call that living. Darkness, the Bible says, a darkness came over the sky from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, which we would understand to be from about noon until three. So if we have the Jewish time of the third hour being 9 a.m., then the sixth hour would be noon and the ninth hour would be 3 p.m. So with all of that going on, that's kind of how our day looks. Right now, I want to share from you John chapter 19, verse 30. And it's three simple words. In fact, it's the last three words that Jesus spoke when he said, "It is finished." And I want to talk about that real quickly. Where we get three words, "It is finished," Jesus actually said one word, "tetelestai." And it does mean "it is finished," but actually it's more of an accounting term. Not that it is finished, but the real meaning of tetelestai means that the debt has been paid in full. So if you had a large debt to somebody, when they paid it off, you would stamp their receipt with tetelestai, meaning it is paid in full. And so with that in mind, as Jesus was hanging on the cross, in fact, if we look at verse 30 a little more, it says, "When he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'Tetelestai, it is finished.' With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." It is truly remarkable to think that somebody would go through that for you and for me. And I don't know about you, Good Friday is always kind of very special to me, very solemn to me. And so I remember a phrase from a sermon that somebody did a number of years ago that is a good reminder for me. And so I want to close sharing it with you. This was his whole sermon. It was five words. He said, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming."